From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Before September 11th, Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, was the nation's third busiest. Passenger numbers were expected to increase dramatically in the next decade, and there were big plans for expanding the airport. But now, with air traffic to LA expected to drop 35%, airport planners have headed back to the drawing board. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
The master plan for a revamped LAX had been 6 years in the making. It called for some major changes aimed at passenger convenience, express exits from freeways, light rail, and people movers between concourses. But it also addressed some more fundamental problems, like the fact that LAX has led the nation in the number of airplane collisions on the runways.
We knew we had an antiquated airfield in terms of runways and taxiways. So a lot of planning had been done to how to make the four runway system that we have safer.
Paul Haney is the deputy executive director for LA World Airport, the organization which manages LAX. And since the attacks of September 11th, he and the city are taking another look at the master plan. Major airlines have dramatically trimmed their flights through LAX, and as throughout the nation, there are simply a lot fewer people flying.
Clearly, the direction right now is on security and safety. What the future for air travel demand will be, really nobody knows. What we have to do now is set aside the whole issue of future demand and focus on operating what we have safely and securely, and that's all there is.
LA Mayor Jim Hahn, for one, is glad to change the focus. He had campaigned against the original master plan crafted by his predecessor. His alternative would scrap designs for more gates and roadways and concentrate far more on new safety technologies.
We're looking at things like facial recognition devices that have gone in Oakland, but the most important thing is the human element. That's why we want to see the screeners themselves federalized. I think people want to feel comfortable. There's somebody there with a uniform and a badge representing the authority of the federal government there, rather than somebody who may have last week been, you know, flipping burgers at McDonald's.
And Hahn joined fellow mayors in Washington last week to lobby federal officials for more money to pay for that improved security. But he also wants to decentralize the air traffic patterns in the region.
We don't think we should put all our eggs in one basket at LAX. We think that any design for any improvements at LAX ought to focus on security rather than expansion. And think about other airports in the region that can grow. We don't think that all the region's air traffic needs to come in and out of LAX.
Hahn wants to expand some of the smaller regional airports so that they can pick up some of the traffic now funneled into LAX. But that proposal has not been completely well received by some in the communities that are home to the smaller airports.
There is no need for a new airport.
Jenny Bayless is a resident of Lake Forest near the site of a proposed new international airport at a closed marine base in El Toro.
We have so many airports. There's very few areas I've read that have the concentration of airports that we already have here. And with the people who are planning not to fly anymore, I think that the air flights will be tapering off, and you've got airlines are talking about going out of business. And you've got the Airline Pilots Association, who has flatly stated they do not want to fly out of El Toro because it's dangerous.
Nor are businesses near LAX particularly happy with this plan. They had hoped an expanded airport would help boost their bottom lines. Ruth Lopez-Williams chairs the Latin Business Association.
Given this economy, I hate to see another project not go forward. There are too many projects that have been slowed down already.
Before a final plan is approved, there will be more public hearings on the precise nature of the airport improvements. But whatever airport officials do, they probably won't have another 6 years to make a decision.
Please have your photo IDs and boarding passes available for us.
Stepped-up security measures have meant big changes at LAX. As at other airports, there are armed guards, sniffer dogs, and long lines. Curbside pickup and drop-off of passengers is still forbidden for all but taxis, shuttles, and buses. Most people here seem to understand the new security measures, but for some, like passenger Ken Howell, the restrictions are beginning to wear thin.
I think that's why a lot of people aren't flying. It's an absolutely total inconvenience. So why bother?
Airport officials know they must do as much as they can to ease the inconvenience and the fear of flying if they're going to stay in business. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.